Now that you have the sound down pat, you're ready for what you just heard. The basic bongo rhythm beat. It's called the Martillo. Let's hear some more, Mr. Bongo. That is the most important rhythm figure in playing bongos. Almost everything stems from it. Now, here's a little expression which will help you remember the pattern. Dicky, 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 docky. Hear it? Dicky, 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 docky. Dicky, 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 docky. See? Keep that pattern in mind. It may sound humorous, but it's important and it helps. The right hand is used just as you've been practicing. You strike with the forefinger. Illustration number 3 shows the proper position for the left hand. You'll notice that the whole left hand is over the drum, with the back of the hand upward. The left hand strikes first with all the fingers together, and then with the outside edge of the thumb. Listen so you get an idea of the sounds. First the fingers, then the thumb. Try that left-hand motion in rhythm with Jack. Slow and easy. Fingers, thumb. Fingers, thumb. Now you're ready to tackle the basic bongo beat. First, let's break down the drum figure into 4 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4. The right hand plays on each of those 4 counts. Here it is in slow rhythm. Notice that 3 of the beats are played on the higher pitched drum. This smaller drum is called the macho or male drum. The 4th beat is played on the lower pitched embra or female drum. Here's the right hand again. Now we can add the left hand. The right hand strikes and the left hand answers. For this, we'll divide each count into 2 parts. We'll call the answer and, like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. The right hand plays the counts. The left hand plays the and. Remember that you alternate between the fingers and the thumb of the left hand, starting with the fingers. So we put the hands together. The right hand plays the numbers and the left hand answers. I'll count. And Jack will play along with me very slowly. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 1 fingers, 2 thumb, 3 fingers, 4 thumb. Dicky, 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 docky. Dicky, 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 docky. Notice that the 1st and 3rd counts are louder and sharper than the others. This gives the rhythm pattern a swinging feeling. Now practice accenting the 1st and 3rd counts by hitting them a little harder with the right hand. Now you have the fundamentals for playing the basic bongo beat, the Martillo. You'll want to practice it until it feels easy and natural. Practice very slowly at first. If your arms or fingers get tired, rest. Take it slow and easy. It won't take long, and the results will be well worth it. The Martillo is very, very important. After you've learned it well, you can begin to elaborate, to improvise and create your own rhythms and effects. Now, turn the record off and practice for a while. If you have any trouble, play this section of the record again. Make sure that you're doing everything correctly. When it feels good, join us on the next track. To encourage you to practice, here's a sample of what you'll soon be playing. Now remember, Dickie, 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 Dockie.